fucking morning to y'all. Woo! It is currently 3:30 in the morning. I know you're like, what the fuck are you doing up so late or so early? That's the real thing. I'm just up early. I'm not up late. I went to bed. But I woke up, you know, like at 2:30 or whatever the fuck. Got up, took my piss and shit, you know, and I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm gonna use this time before Kaylee, or not Kaylee, but my wife, whatever, fuck it. before my wife gets up to go downstairs and play some video games. And that's what I fucking did. I started playing some video games. I'm still in here. Get my ass kicked, you know? Down here, get my fucking ass kicked. And then, it doesn't make it fun for me, so I'm like, fuck, I don't want to play this no more. But I, you know, I want to do something, you know, productive, you know? So, turned on the computer, because fucking yesterday I finished putting together a fucking resistance recovery workout together for myself, so that way I can fucking come back. Like, I have to do my own like rehabilitation for my own self, because I feel like no one else is gonna do it for me except for myself. And so in order for me to do this, I just have to do it. So I fucking typed this whole shit out. Now, it's just like 6 days a week of working out. But it's like low to mid intensity. You know, it's not like super high intensity. You know, it's full body fucking, you know, stretch in the morning and evenings, fucking drinking water or whatever, 100 push-ups, sit-ups, and you know, some running. And then, you know, some fucking, fucking exercises with resistance bands, you know, shit like that. But anyways, that's just me. I'm just down here, like, me personally, like, I'm like, fuck, dude, I need to do something. So what do? I start fucking recording. I don't know why, but I do. Because it's like, I'm up, I'm awake, I don't want to sit here and waste my time getting my ass kicked on a video game. I want to do something like that makes me feel good. That makes me feel, you know, like I'm actually accomplishing something rather than just fucking wasting my time. Because it's like, dude, we only got so much. You know, it's like, fuck, dude. Like, and I was thinking, like, man, all those streamers, you know, like those ones that are like struggling but put in hundreds of hours but they're still struggling, like, that's dark, dude. That's sad. That's like, you know, you only have so much time, and you've put so much of your time, of your lifespan, of your life, of your like life energy, into this video game, and for what? I mean, some of them, okay, cool. You're successful. You're fun. I don't know what happens after who knows what happens when that streaming camera goes off, and who knows what their lifestyle really is, you know, behind the camera. You don't fucking know. Some people, you know, because they're authentic, like fucking Upchurch and shit, and Tom McDonald and fucking I don't know who else, to be honest. But you fucking know. You fucking know. But, yeah. It's just, yeah, I can't. You know, like, I was sitting here, too, like, before I was recording, I was sitting here, like, looking at everything, like, fuck, dude, like, I'm at a moment of time where everything is kind of like, alright, I have a like, I have a moment of time of breathing space, breathing room. My head's above water. I could see the, like, I have clarity, you know what I mean? Like, I've got, like, things are, like, I've got multiple things that are happening in my life that I have clarity on and that are just happening in my life and, you know, with, at home and personal, it's just personal shit, you know? It's, but, even though it's personal shit, they're goals of mine, you know, personal goals, with my family and at home and, you know, and with myself and just everything, you know. Now everything is about working out and doing podcasts. And it's just, you know, it's doing chores at home. It's, you know, it's fucking making something out of the garden, you know. It's, I don't know, it's fucking folding your laundry. It's doing the little shit, all the little shit, you know, that adds up to the bigger photo, the bigger picture, you know. You know, everything builds up to the bigger picture, you know. So, but, yeah, and honestly, I think the bigger picture of this reality of mine is probably to, I don't know, make people be more open-minded, I guess. Maybe I have to be more open-minded, too. You know what I mean? Like, I like to think I'm open-minded. I think I am open-minded. I'm pretty sure I am. Anyone who meets me and talks to me and knows me, I'm pretty sure they know I'm open-minded. And I'm pretty understanding and reasonable. I'm a pretty understanding guy, yeah. But, yeah, fucking, yeah, it was just a fucking moment of clarity of, like, wow, I've got this, I've got that, I've got this, and I've got that, this, that, and the other thing, you know, it's amazing. I'm happy, man, you know, I'm happy, everything's great, nothing is, like, you know what it is? I hate to say it, but it was that painting job, man. Yeah. And that painting job I had, it was just bad juice, man. It was bad vibes. It was bad juju. It was bad. It was just not a good mix. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. It's hard to say, you know what I mean? Like, unless you've experienced it yourself, and you know, unless you're me and you experienced it the way I experienced it, the way I felt about, the way I felt everything, and how everything went down, and it just feels like I got away, dude. Like, I got free. I'm free. And now my head's above water. I'm like, okay. Now I can put my ducks in the line. Get back on track. Doing what I was doing. Here we go. That's the way it feels, man. Like, I could go back to being, you know, more me. Being me again, you know, and being the, you know, the fucking stupid, silly, fucking crazy, full sense Steve, you know what I'm saying? But, that's what I miss about me, personally. Like, it's crazy. There's a part of me that I miss, and it's that crazy, fun, silly, fucking crazy Steve, you know, and that part of him doesn't really come out unless there's a group of friends that I know that I'm with, or, you know, we're hanging out, I'm with someone that I know, I'm comfortable with, you know, and I can let my guard down, and I can be fun and silly and be stupid and not feel judged, you know, because You know, I am fucking funny when I'm with my friends, and I fucking know it. I can feel it. You know what I mean? And they know it, because obviously they can feel it, and I can see it, because they're fucking laughing their fucking asses off. You know? I don't see any of my friends. Well, you know, I haven't seen any of my friends very often. I don't see my friends very often, but that's okay. We all have our lives. We're all very busy. We're all doing our own things. It is what it is, you know. It was hard at first, because it was like, fuck, dude. Like, I want to just share all this with my friends. I want to share my, you know, like, my happiness and experience. And I want to share my laughter with them. I want to share all, I just want to share all this with them. And when I couldn't, you know, because of, you know, other things got in the way, or, you know, didn't feel like coming up, or fucking COVID, or fucking whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. It just, you know, it's like, fuck. It's like, well, let down. You know, that's what I felt, but, you know, someone told me, you know, fucking, that's one thing, you know, is fucking count on. You know, someone letting you down, you know, so don't let someone letting you down, you know, fucking make it, put a sour taste in your mouth about them, you know, say, like, fuck, you know, they got their own shit too, fuck, you're right. Like, I'm so understanding, like, how can I argue with that, you know, I can't argue with that, like, fuck, yeah, you're right, fuck. So, it's just, like, I'm standing on top of my head with binoculars looking out. That's the way I feel. You know what I mean? I my foresight is there. You know what I mean? Like, it's coming back. So, it's coming back. I'm gonna fucking start this workout. Not right now, but I'm gonna start this workout fucking today, because it's fucking Monday. It's a fresh fucking morning. Fresh fucking week. It's almost a fresh month. Just a few more days. And then, you know, fucking April showers, my brother. April showers brings May flowers. And, what is it? There's Easter and April Fools, and there's a whole bunch of birthdays that happened in April in my family. So, there'll be a lot going on this coming month, I guess. Maybe. I don't know, actually. Just because of COVID. Everything. I don't know. We'll see how things go. But, Easter? Fucking, yeah. I look forward to Easter. Easter is one of my favorite fucking holidays. Low key. I ain't gonna lie. Low key, Easter, one of my favorite holidays. Just because, you know, as a kid it was fun. Because, you know, you get to fucking, you know, find those fucking eggs with those fucking candies. And sometimes, you know, if you're lucky, you get some coins, you get some cash, money, you know. And that's fucking awesome, dude. As a kid, dude. Oh, and it's so fun. Finding those eggs, dude. Running around. Oh, my God. And especially when there's a big group of you. Oh, my God. That's so much fun. And then you fucking, at the end, you fucking all open up your eggs. See what you got. Oh, my God. Count up your cash. Go to the fucking local, you know, corner store. Get you a candy bar or fucking ice cream bar, you know. And then fucking, as an adult though, especially when you got kids, I got a real young one, so he hasn't done it yet, but when you got a bunch of nephews and nieces and cousins and shit, young cousins, fuck, dude, that shit's fun as an adult, watching all these little kids running around trying to find all these eggs and shit, and you hide them, you're the one that's hiding them, so that's fun, that's a fucking shit ton of fun, I can't wait. I got to plan Easter. That's like, I think that's like, what, next, it's this coming weekend, right? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think it's this coming weekend. Easter is great, man. I just look at it as a fun day for the family to get together and have some eggs, have some fun, have some good food, and hang out. I don't. What else is there to do? I mean, you just barbecue, fucking have some eggs, have a good time, maybe have a drink or two, fucking smoke a bowl or two, you know what I mean? Like, it's family time, you know what I mean? Like, a couple of years ago, I screwed up. I think it was a couple of years ago. I don't think it was last year. I think it was a couple of years ago. On Easter, I messed up. Personally, I know I did. I thought about it. I messed up. But I was so excited to have everyone here that I took it as an opportunity to do a podcast with everyone, with all the adults. And I ended up missing all the kids running around getting all the eggs, and my wife was really upset because I was supposed to be hosting, and I wasn't here. And yeah, that was my bad. I should have been more involved out there with the family doing Easter than trying to do a podcast, quite honestly. She was right. I fucked up. I'm not, like I said, dude, I'm not perfect, you know. I just, at the moment, I think things are a good time, and I just, you know, a good time or a good idea, and just fucking do it, and, you know, and then come to find out that was not a good idea, you know. But it's not always like that, you know. Sometimes I think about shit, you know what I mean? But anyways, yeah, dude, I just wanted to fucking do something productive. Do a podcast rather than fucking sitting here and waste my time with these pixels on the fucking screen, get my ass kicked. So, not literally, but on a screen. So, I'm gonna load one last bowl before I head out. This will be an outro bowl for you guys who want to do a bowl with me on the way out. I don't know if any of you guys get your bowls ready before you start your episode, or my episodes, but I want to be surprised. I want to put it past any of you guys who listen. You probably don't, actually. I don't know. Who knows? I would, anyways. If I seen a new episode from my shit, I'd be like, oh, sweet. I'm going to fucking load up a bowl. I'm going to write when I hit play. I'm going to fucking light up this bowl. Smoke it with Stoney. But, yeah, fucking A. Yeah, that's how I feel. But anyways, hey, so here's to 2021. Here's to, my God, here's to success. Here's to change. Here's to movement. Here's to positivity, you know, and health. Here's to health, wealth, you know, all the above. So, stay focused, have that clarity. That was a good one. I almost got on a spiritual level right there. Fuck. That was close. Alright. Anyways, guys. I'll see you on the next one. Love y'all.